Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, May 25th. Four Walkerton High School students and a teacher have died in a collision. The Blue Water District School Board says in a statement that four secondary students and one staff member from Walkerton District Community School passed away on Friday afternoon in a vehicle collision while returning from a sporting event near London. The board was unable to provide any further details on the incident or the identities of the victims involved. The Owen Sound Junior B North Stars issued a statement yesterday saying assistant coach Matt Eckert had died. Eckert is listed as a teacher at the school in Walkerton. Anyone with information on the collision is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. An investigation into an incident in Wingham by the province's Special Investigations Unit has been closed. In February, the South Bruce OPP had closed the southbound lanes of London Road due to whiteout conditions. While checking to ensure that closure signs were in place, an officer had pulled over to help an immobilized vehicle in the ditch. At that point, a snowplow had struck the cruiser, which then pushed the vehicle into two people who were nearby standing with their snowmobiles. Two women were taken to the hospital to be treated for several fractures and dislocations. The SIU director says it was evident that the officer at the scene was not responsible for the two snowmobilers' injuries. Grey Highlands is awarding an over $167,000 contract as part of the reconstruction of Grey Road 12. Council approved awarding the tender to Triton Engineering Services Limited during its meeting on Wednesday. The scope of the contract includes an environmental assessment, a detailed design, as well as an inspection for the road's reconstruction. The reconstruction design work will begin next month and is estimated to wrap up by the end of September, with construction completed by the end of September next year. The cost for engineering services is anticipated to be split evenly between Grey Highlands and Grey County. The city of Owen Sound is temporarily closing a portion of 10th Street West today to safely remove a large tree. The road will be closed between 1st Avenue West and 2nd Avenue West until about 9:30 a.m. Residents are recommended to give themselves extra travel time and consider an alternate route if possible. On to national news, about 800 jobs are being eliminated at the passport office by the end of June as Service Canada reduces its workforce in anticipation of a decrease in passport applications. According to media reports, Employment and Social Development Canada says the impact to term employees will be at Service Canada offices across the country. A spokesperson says, as a federal department, they have an obligation to ensure sound fiscal management throughout the organization based on forecasted workload volumes. This is the second announcement of job cuts in the federal public service this week after the Canada Revenue Agency informed employees that up to 280 positions will be eliminated. And King Charles is set to open a new session of Parliament on Tuesday, following in the footsteps of his mother, the late Queen Elizabeth. According to media reports, when the Queen came to Ottawa in 1957, she not only opened the initial session of the 23rd Parliament, but made her first televised address, a personal speech to Canadians from the study at Rideau Hall. Elizabeth returned to deliver a throne speech 20 years later, on October 18, 1977, during a tour to mark her silver jubilee. In sports, in the NHL Conference Finals, Florida beat Carolina 6-2, leading the series 3-0. While in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Ottawa lost to Minnesota 2-1. In MLB action, the Jays lost to Tampa Bay 3-1, and in local lacrosse, the Owen Sound Major North Stars beat Cobourg 13-10. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.